broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
We've been on through 13 breakers.
Ooh, lots of breakers.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports. I'm going to try tonight's show with my...
Your sexy voice?
Yeah. Sexy voice.
Oh, yeah.
You guys want to try that?
Yeah. Yep. Megan tried that. She's Barry White. Bob Benson.
You're not going to throw Barry White out there, are you?
It'll just cause trouble in your marriage, bud.
Yeah, fine.
Girls will be everywhere.
Bobby. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bub and Fee. 8:15 Wednesday night.
Perfect.
So today has been an absolute wild show. Wild day.
Yeah. Wild day.
Why was there no baseball game? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of.
Everybody played except the baseball team.
The ground.
Yeah, on the nicest diamond in the world.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The one that they spent money on, a lot of extra money on to make sure you could play on it.
No, the diamond was ready.
So, water and outfield?
No.
St. John says, we ain't coming?
I'd say St. John said, fucker.
Chickens.
Bridge is out.
Bridge out.
Yep.
Bridge is out.
There was, it was called before 1 o'clock, I think. No, that's not true.
Come on.
It was 3 o'clock. Yesterday, it was called before 1 o'clock. Yeah. Today, it was a little before 3.
It could have been water. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Everybody in Fort Garry played tonight but the baseball team.
But the baseball team. Little leaguers, girls, boys. They ain't scared.
Yeah, everybody's playing except boys' high school baseball high school team.
We weren't scared because we were going to be having the press box.
We were going to have the seniors on.
I know. Mm-hmm.
This is going to work out perfectly on Sports Talk in the
press
box.
It's
going
to be a great deal, yep.
Well, guess what? Game was canceled, so we bring it back. We move everything around. We're back. So I call Christy Diller, Reister.
Yep.
I said, hey. She said, oh, I'm sorry. She said, late. And it was late notice.
Yeah, that's as good as we can. She says, I can't do it.
So.
You know what? You're in luck.
Because. Well,
I've been going to a lot of track meets lately.
Really?
So, you know. What do you need to know?
Yeah, you got a granddaughter.
I have a granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
So, how high does Brady Bargie high jump?
10 feet, 30 long jump.
Well, the long jump to Isaac does well on that, and Brody also does well on that, but he's... One of the meets I was at. There's four teams there.
How high? What's a 5 feet?
I think it might have been six. I think it was so 6 feet for the guys.
No, your daughter didn't jump.
Yeah, she jumped her height.
Really?
Yep.
Benson, how high can you jump? Hey, Benson, I'm not a jumper. You're allowed to say I can't jump very high.
He's Skywalker.
I can. You touch the net.
I can touch the net. He can dunk. He's dunking next year.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Could you ever touch a backboard?
No. Bottom of the net.
Bottom of the net.
If the ball would ever get stuck between the rim and the backboard, we'd have to cancel the game.
You got game done.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There was one player on our team.
Well, Chuck was your center, and he's 6'1".
Yeah. He's 6'1". Yeah.
But you had a broom, didn't you? You hit it with a broom.
That'd be your only shot.
That's our only hope.
Yeah.
We'd end up hitting each other in the head.
Yeah. It is unbelievable how different kids are.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I mean, you go down like last year watching us warm up. There's four guys that just dunk them wide open.
Oh yeah.
And I can remember when we first started dunking, we were like, remember when Kevin Garkey tried it that one?
Oh yeah. Anybody dunk? Yeah. Billy Leonard's.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was the greatest thing ever.
Billy was probably Billy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So was probably Billy and Chuck Benn were about the same age.
He didn't dunk.
Chuck did.
No.
Doug?
No.
No.
Sean. Nope. Sean might have.
Sean may have.
He may.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think he didn't do it much if he did. But
the only Benn that could possibly dunk would have been Douglas. And he had the greatest non-dunk.
Yeah. It was close. He got a cheer, though.
Yes, he did.
Major cheer.
God, he's a good kid.
The thing to me that's even more incredible is when you watch the ball handlers. You know, when like you watch, every team has four kids that can smoothly dribble between their legs, behind their back. And back when I played, we had nobody like that.
No.
If like you could dribble between your legs, you were on the Harlem Globetrotters.
You were you.
I bet.
Benson does all of that.
Benson, don't even start. How did you go this weekend?
We got second.
Second?
Yeah, 15 teams,
16
teams.
Not bad.
Got cheated is what happened.
How'd you play? Oh, here
all
we
right,
go.
All right.
Well, you asked.
Honk, honk.
There you go.
Norman, honk.
You asked. You didn't have to ask. He didn't bring it up. He didn't say, hey, what about me? I did a great job this weekend. He didn't say that. You asked him.
You think I should shut up?
No, I think you should have asked him sooner.
Todd Post texted me last Thursday. He said, hey, listen to the gate. Listen to your... He listens in the archives religiously.
Yeah.
He said it could have been the worst show we've ever had.
It was terrible. Huh? It was terrible.
We had nothing.
We had nothing.
Yeah. And then he always sends me pictures, or he always goes to Rager's sausage sandwiches. Yeah. And they got cheese curds now, so he says you gotta get cheese curds.
Ooh, that's big.
But we was talking about the community club.
Yep.
And Todd is the president now, and last week, I think I had said something about, you know, we've got 50 or 60 members.
Yeah.
They're up to like 70-some members, 77 awesome. Or something. And this weekend, the community club had their Little League tournament. And, of course, so far, I think this is the second year. Weather's not cooperated.
Brutal weather.
But what a wonderful deal that is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's 24 teams down there. And the
actually,
parks
great turnout Sunday.
Well,
awesome.
That's the hardest I've worked since
killed us.
Yeah,
they tried to kill
Loading
us.
Terry's horrible houses and junior
and
high.
I don't know how many people I've talked to that have said, I didn't know that this was back here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The park's kind of a, you know, but that is nice back there. It's
pretty awesome. Yeah.
It was a great weekend they got everything in and they beat it on, they beat the rain and Fort Recovery very well.
Represented.
Yeah. We have a lot of good little kids coming
nice
up.
Players coming
I think
up.
The 10-year-olds won. We were in the finals of the 11 and 12, and then Willie's team got beat in the semis. So great job by all
yes,
involved
sir.
Out there. Hats off to Community Club. Steve Diller and his team.
Great job.
They did a wonderful job.
Dave Tobin took care of all
Dave Tobin
referee.
umpiring and
concession stands.
Yeah. So it was a great weekend.
I have some statistics here.
Let's go statistics.
This is
Stat
how many vehicles basically drove by Harold Feely's house on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
They put the speed trailer out there and it keeps track. And in that 2 days, 2,703
cars vehicles drove down.
Drove.
2,000 vehicles. Yeah. That's classic.
2,700.
That's perfect.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. And
how many sped?
Maximum speed was 35, so that's good.
That was me.
Minimum speed was 10 miles an hour. That'd average speed 18. So
that trailer they got, the town's got.
Yeah,
that's nice. Did we buy that?
Yes, we did. If you bought a WOW ticket, because the WOW paid for. 20,000 of that, I believe, and it was 23,000 or something.
The WOW is the greatest.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's unreal.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. So now the reason I wanted Jack to stick around is because in the paper today, the talk was about the foundation.
Yep.
And what is the greatest thing to ever happen to Fort Recovery other than, you know, probably a sports state championship or something like that, or something like that. The Bicentennial. What is the greatest? Is it the WOW or is it the foundation? Because the foundation has just been unbelievable. And Fee, you gave me a number.
Yeah. I heard 10 million.
Jack.
Pretty close to 10 million.
And what you have to understand is that foundation is built on hundreds and hundreds of people who give not to necessarily any one single project, but to just helping the community to a certain extent. Now, that foundation has 100 different
entities that have funds.
So
I guess that's what the
it's just neat, and I've only been a part of it for like a year and a half, and I've learned a lot, and I learn that they're very cautious with how the money gets invested, and they're very, very conscious of how it gets spent. And there's so many rules and regulations to things like that that it just absolutely boggles the mind. But the good that it can do. So, part of the process is that, so they take a certain amount of the proceeds that come from the interest that is made off of a certain fund, and that is kind of like a project fund. So we ask different groups if they have any needs for anything, and last night we approved for $91,000 to be spent on things like park beautification and Christmas lights and all kind of things
that's awesome.
And it like $25,000 goes to the village to use for their park improvement type stuff.
Scholarships and stuff too.
And
I can't remember what the number was for the scholarships.
That's a totally separate thing. I think it's over 140,000.
Yeah, some crazy number.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about this. Am I right? Did they not start that after the one in Bicentennials? We made so much money we didn't know what to do.
Yep.
Well,
we had like 60,000 or something from the weekend. Yep. And so, it was unbelievable.
So the way that it happened was that the Bicentennial made more money than what they thought.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, They thought, well, we should spend this on something, and they did, but they weren't happy with the way it just seemed kind of awkward and kind of haphazard the way that it was given. So they said, we should make this more formal and have a process for how to distribute this and collect it and invest it, Then they decided to start the foundation.
Surround this.
And that was 33 years ago.
So the foundation started with $100,000.
Yep.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was slightly less than that, but it wasn't a giant number.
$10 million.
Yep.
It's incredible.
And I remember I was on the board 15, 20 years ago. And at that time, they were trying to get to $1 million. And they had like a couple of hundred thousand, 300,000, 400,000, trying to get to $1 million. So they thought, what if we just ask people to get 20, let's see, I don't remember the numbers, but it would be such and such number of people to donate $5,000 each. And so families, I know Charlie Hines' family, each one of the five kids donated $1,000 over a five-year period. So they were given like a couple of $100 a year, and they got their $5,000, and someone else did this and this and this. And we got a fund together for the, I guess we were trying to get $5,000 from five different people. Anyway, $25,000 was what they were aiming for. So we tried to get that much in memory of Chuck Summer. And within 5 years, we had that. Mm-hmm. Didn't know what we were going to do with it, but it was in the foundation. So when it came up, and the student athletic center up there, the Jerome and Morris Grease thing,
baseball,
we got the baseball batting cage.
Yep, absolutely.
And that was perfect. He would have.
He'd loved it.
He'd have been pretty happy about that. So you know, that was just a couple of examples of people getting together in memory of or because of or as a group of.
So they were
to get that, and we got to $1 million.
At the time, they're trying to raise $1 million, and then Mr. Shoemaker donated $1 million.
How
crazy was that?
Yeah.
I remember that night at the ball game. It was like, how much?
Yeah. That was kind of incredible.
That was incredible.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be my donation.
$1 million?
Yeah.
I figured that's what you're right at.
Yeah.
It might be too, depending on how things go.
Neil mentioned a couple names, but there are probably a couple dozen families and groups that are in that same type boat, know, and you know, some, you know, Carl Link and the Kalps and the Greaseups, and you can name the families that are.
And some of them don't want to be named.
Yeah,
and you know, it's and there's
it's just really cool. But
so your grandson,
yes,
took a fastball.
Took a fastball to the nose.
Schnauzer.
Oh, unbelievable. And he has surgery tomorrow?
Yes. He goes in for some, I don't know whether you'd call it reconstructive, but he has a broken nose, and he's got some pieces floating around in there, so they're gonna fix him up. Yeah.
Well, good luck to crew, and that, you know, some of those pictures afterwards, God love him.
Thing stuck up his nose.
And Buddy was holding that championship
back. That's pretty cool.
But you know, when like your kid that is 10 years old, whatever he is, and that happened, there's a period where, I mean, it just freaking hurts, you know? And so he's handling that. And then, you know, you're sitting there on the bench, and then you start thinking, well, I have to be tough about this. And I can't leave, and I want to stick around. So it was kind of neat watching him kind of transform. You could just see it happening.
If that was me, squad.
That's like when you get hit, you don't rub it. You ain't allowed to rub it. You guys walk down like it didn't hurt them.
Yeah.
Everybody turns away, you're rubbing wide open. Oh, my God, that hurt.
No doubt. But anyway, congrats to the community club on a great weekend.
Great weekend.
We're going to take a break, come right back. We're going to talk about the girls' softball team. How about them? Is that awesome? They beat Parkway tonight.
And Versailles last week.
Yeah.
They're on fire.
They're on a roll.
Let's take a break, come right back. Sports Talk presented by our good friends.
Gilbert Station in downtown Burkittsville.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Asia, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow, our Indians baseball team will travel over to St. Henry to battle the two-loss Redskins in their last MAC game of the season. Saturday, they'll head up to Convoy to take on the Crestview Knights in a single game starting at 11 a.m. We're getting down to the end of the regular season as the Indians battle with St. Henry for second place in the MAC and to help us get a great seeding in the tournament draw this coming Sunday. Get out to every game you can to help cheer them on. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3 FM, and simulcasting on FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Talk. Bubba and Feed, sponsored by Gilbert Station. We're joined here by the owner, operator for Recovery Radio, Neil Spencer. How are you, Spencer?
Just dandy.
The producer, Benson Barnett.
Yep.
Thirsty. He's getting very thirsty. Yeah. Parched.
Parched.
Gatorade time.
My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, and I am Bob Stogler. Mm-hmm. We're here at Sports Talk. So we are, our season is winding down. Sports Talk is winding
we're
down.
Close.
Year 11, or is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like
that. And it's winding down, and we usually shut her down about Jubilee weekend.
Yep.
Whenever sports season's over, usually.
Yep. So now we got a little bit of problems because guess what? Wednesday night is now baseball night the rest of the year. So it looks like next Wednesday is a makeup baseball game.
Yes.
And then our first tournament game is the following
week after
Wednesday.
That. Yep.
Yeah, probably. And it's also scheduled to be Jake County Day. So
yeah.
So we're
definitely scheduled for the next two.
Yeah, we don't know for sure that we'll play tournament on the 20th, but that is the date on the OHSAA website. We'll know on Sunday when we'll play, but it's almost a given that it'll be on the 20th.
But these golden pipes, mine and yours and Ben, they could be coming to the end, year 11.
Year 11 to the end.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, and so we'll probably, I don't know how you guys want to do Sports Talk, but I still have three or four other clubs that I need to talk to.
Yeah.
And get, so we're probably going to record those and play them after the tournament games, depending on a few things, but we'll get it all in. We still have the Jubilee. We had the
Sawyer, the Jubilee, and the one other one.
The 250th.
Oh, yeah.
America's 250th, plus the St. Peter Neurological Center.
Are we doing anything for that?
Yeah. Did you read the paper? We are having a community potluck with fireworks.
Well, that's on July the 5th.
Yeah.
But the town's
They're
celebration is on
too.
The 25th.
Band or something, right? We're having some bands? And
No. It's going to be stuff happening at the fort area.
Huh. Yeah, but that, I'm talking about the potluck. The big thing is going to be the fireworks and the potluck.
Yeah, and that just showed up today.
Yeah.
And as far as anybody else knew, that wasn't happening. Somebody just decided to do it and did it and didn't get it coordinated with all the other things that the town's planning on doing. So I don't know if we're going to have two things. I don't know anything about it. I won't be here for that.
Before we get a radio, we doing it?
Where are you going to be?
Family reunion. It's always Independence Day. So
you're always July 4th. You're
always gone.
You are Martina McBride.
I don't know what that
Independence
means.
Independence Day.
It's Independence Day.
Okay, I don't know the song, so Benson can sing it. He knows. You don't know Martina McBride?
Oh, first of all, she has a golden voice.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Almost as good as yours.
No, I have a horrible voice. But
not on my way.
Okay, so we are waiting for, we are going to call the head softball coach, Coach Lewis. because we are going to talk about tonight's victory over the Parkway Panthers. And I think Parkway only had one league loss, or is that
something
right?
Like, yeah, they were number one.
I know they were leading
at
the league.
At one time, they were number one.
I just had it here. Here we go.
I think they got beat.
Pull it back up there. Parkway, I don't know if it counts tonight. They were 17-2 overall.
Yeah.
17-2.
Guess what?
Down goes Parkway.
Put them down at 17-3 now as Indians.
Indians.
And I just want to say one thing about that them girls is that they lose. They have no pitching. They lose the little homie girl decides, you know, something might come up. So they're starting from scratch, and now they have beat Versailles.
Starting to dial in a little
Lehman,
bit. Yeah.
And then Parkway tonight. And all you can ask as a coach, Fee, is that your team gets better.
Yeah.
And that team.
This team is definitely doing it leaps and bounds.
Unbelievable.
Leaps and bounds, they're going up.
And right now, we are going to give Coach a call.
So we are going to talk to the coach? That's awesome.
Try to. We are going to talk to her.
Hello?
Hello, is this Coach Lewis?
It is, yes.
Coach, welcome.
Congratulations.
You are on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. And we were just talking about... what a run you guys are on. How exciting was that tonight?
I say what, it felt pretty good.
Yeah, I bet so.
Yeah.
Did the girls, you've experienced some success here in the last couple weeks, but tonight had to be a different level.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, so you felt it with every hit. I mean, Mara Wendell came in with literally the very first pitch of the game and had a hard line drive to the outfield, which got the whole team fired up from the exact first pitch.
Yeah.
So, and you could just see it, even when we went out on defense and Alexis, she had walked a player and we got the first girl out, she was stealing to second. And again, you just felt the whole team lift up and every out, the power just got stronger. And those girls, they lost it at the end. They got so excited.
Oh, I bet too. That's awesome.
It was awesome to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, it all started with a really nice victory beat Versailles Tigers. And then you run Rule Lehman. And how have you seen your team, just the confidence that they're displaying right now?
Yeah, so anytime anybody asks, I'm like, the only word I can think of for this team is resilience. They've shown up to every game, and they've just given it their total all. They come to every practice, and every drill or play I throw at them, they always take it with a grain of salt, and they go for it, and they get ready to dive right in there. And the confidence on the field, even though we've mixed things up throughout the season, they just show up, and they're ready to do it, and they talk to each other. They are their best motivators, for sure. They are a great team. They get together well. Their relationships are stellar, and they do it all.
Yeah.
I'm just the face on the side.
Well, you should,
Coach.
Take
you're doing a great job.
Absolutely. So the tournament comes around, Coach. I see we drew the Houston Wildcats.
Yes, we did. Yep.
And that game is when? Like, when's that's getting played?
It'll be Thursday, May 14th, I believe.
May 14th.
Thursday, May 14th.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
So a week from tomorrow.
Well, that's awesome, Coach. And we just wanted to congratulate you.
Absolutely.
And the girls. And man, what a great win. And good luck the rest of the season. And hopefully we do this again. Did you get the kids to sleep?
I did, yes.
Now
they're down.
You got them down. So are they like be up there giggling and stuff for until like,
probably?
Yeah.
They're in the same room, so we'll see. They're little yet. They're 3 and 2, so they're
yeah.
Ornery.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Coach, congratulations.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. I'm proud of the girls. That's
keep
for
it going.
Sure.
Absolutely. Thank you, Coach. We'll talk soon.
Yep. See ya.
All right. That is Coach Alyssa Lewis of your Fort Recovery Indians and beating the 17-2 Parkway Panthers.
Parkway Panthers. How about that?
That is just neater.
That's some fun stuff.
Yeah. So we got a big one tomorrow. The Indians, they got the St. Henry Redskins.
Redskins at St. Henry.
And Fee, you got that one? You going to be over for that one?
I should be over there, I think.
Yep.
Hopefully be over there. And hopefully we play well. I mean, I think we can. We got... Last Thursday was kind of a bummer for us. I mean, we we were still hanging on to the chances of maybe getting an MAC title, and Versailles ended up putting a thumping to us. And I thought, boy, this could be a downer for this team. This could really hurt us. And man, they came back and won two or they came back and finished the game at Parkway and won that, scored six unanswered runs, and then come back the next day on Saturday and sweep the Rushi Raiders, who are always a good ball club. And so they're ready to go. I think hopefully we can win one here tomorrow, and then we got another game on Saturday at Crestview. So we'll have a couple nice games this week if we can keep that weather nice.
And then we got a tournament draw on Sunday.
Yep.
And like we talked about, looks like that could be some Wednesday ball games. And
yeah.
And you know, that's a big win on Saturday with Rushi, a solid program, and the way we won, a Colson Post walk off base hit,
yep,
game one, and then Big Luke fires a no hitter game.
Big
two.
Luke throws no hitter, and Caden actually, I give him props too. He pitched a great first game, and
yes,
those two
did.
Guys came out, and you know, Dave and I talked about, you know, hopefully Caden can get us 4 or 5 innings. The same thing with Luke. Hell, they both pitched the whole game, and they both did a great job, and we got two W's.
Yeah, so good luck to those guys tomorrow night, St. Henry.
Yep.
St. Henry's, you know, they're the creme de la creme.
They're good, them good ball water. Club, yeah.
Yep. That'll be a fun. It's always fun going over there.
Playing. Oh, yeah.
It's a great battle.
It's always a battle.
And this is going to be a battle for second place in the MAC. St. Henry's 5-2. We're 5-2. Versailles is 4-2. So whoever comes out of that is going to come out in pretty good shape, probably in second place, maybe by themselves. And I think the last two games for the MAC were supposed to be last night and then tomorrow night. And let's see, St. Henry has for recovery. They would have played Versailles on Tuesday, so that one of those is going to lose, so one of those will have 3 losses. And if Versailles beats St. Henry, Versailles will have 3. If we beat St. Henry, they'll have 3, and we will be in second place behind Coldwater undefeated.
Yep.
Yeah, on a 17-game winning streak.
Yeah, that's what are we, 13-5? 13-6?
13-5.
13-5. Great season.
Great season so far.
Yes, it is.
They've done a great job.
And
Rushi Raiders, we ended up having 4 errors again in that first game.
Well, defensively
has been
our crutch.
It's been a little crutch for us, hasn't it? Hopefully
and the
clean that up.
4 of those 5 losses, except for a big inning that we gave the other team, we outscored them in every one of those games except for that big inning. So we could be undefeated.
Neil.
Well, I'm just telling you. You take
sometimes
that inning.
Sometimes Neil's on crack. Neil is
just telling you.
In basketball season, we'd get
that crack pipe.
We'd get beat 58-37, and he'll say, "If we played
just made
one
2
quarter,
more baskets,
we could have won." Neil is the greatest.
Well, if you do look at
positive.
Those games,
he's positive, Patty.
Yes, he is.
If you look at those games, there was a quarter that we got outscored by 20 points.
I know,
and lost by 15 points.
You're unbelievable. You're the greatest Fort Recovery resident in the history of Fort Recovery.
Well, that's not really true. I was just thinking there's something that you posted the other day that I thought you passed me by 1,000 miles an hour, whatever it was. You're all excited about something. And,
it's hard to say. It is absolutely hard to say. We here at so here's a good one, okay? Mm-hmm. So last night, Delphus St. John's has a town hall meeting. Talk a little bit about joining the NWC.
Yep.
And Perry Hall had texted me and he said it's online and
really?
You can watch it.
Yeah.
So they are seriously thinking about going to Northwest
Get
Conference.
Out.
I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. If you're Delphus,
that'd be tough. Well, what about drive-wise? I mean,
it's got to save them.
It's got to save
a lot.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has to save them quite a bit.
I sure think so.
It would save, you know, us quite a bit because, well, they now, the game next week is now rescheduled for 5:30 because we can't get up there in time for a 5 o'clock game and they can't get down here in time for a 5 o'clock game.
Neither one of them have lights.
No.
Which is going to end soon because we are getting baseball lights, I heard.
Are we?
That depends on how well the wow goes this year.
I heard it's going to happen.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm sure they have the money.
Yeah.
Well, Well, the 50-50
right
the
now.
The 50-50 will pay for
$1 million.
Wow, what's the 50-50 right now?
Like 175,000 or something. I haven't looked for a long time.
If I win it, see if I can rig it, all right?
Okay.
If I win, I will give $100,000 to donate it back.
Yeah. 100 grand.
I'll still make 100 grand.
Oh, you'll make more than that.
Make more than that.
Yeah, 300. What did that lady win last year? 300,000, wasn't it?
300,000, almost 400.
I was thinking, I didn't think it was quite that high, but it doesn't matter, whatever it was.
About half a million.
I'll give 100 grand back.
Yeah, 100 grand back.
You think if God hears me say that, he'll say,
yep.
Oh, I'll give him that.
See, I always think that way. I say, you know, God, I talk to him a lot.
Yeah, say, hey, man.
Benson, you talk to the man upstairs? Yeah. So I say,
absolutely.
You know, if you do this.
Oh, so you're putting conditions on God.
Well, I mean, he got a little bit, don't you?
Help
you,
help
you know, I love it.
So you're thinking you're the only person that's saying that.
I'm thinking.
You're only giving away 100,000.
Me and him are tight.
That's, yeah. There's probably.
Although.
I'm going to say there's at least a dozen other people that are going to give it all back.
Listen, I had, on Saturday, I think I had 11 heart attacks.
Well, that's right. You said.
And then
you
Sunday.
Had a heart attack going?
Yeah. And I told him, I said, you know, if I say in a heart attack and I make it through here, I'm giving you props. And yeah, I'm back battling. So I took some Zantac. I think that might have been the heart attack.
That was big. Hmm.
You get heartburn?
Oh, yeah. You saw me just grab a Rolaid.
Do you have, is it hot or is it just hurt?
It's most of the time it just hurts. It depends on what I ate of it. I can't eat spicy, especially Mexican food, after about 3 o'clock. In the afternoon, or I have no
Cinco
chance.
De Mayo for you.
I can't eat nothing anymore.
I can't eat much either.
It's the damnest thing I've ever seen.
I still keep eating it, though.
I'm going to weigh 136 pounds in 2 years.
That's not bad. You can wrestle. You still got
you got eligibility
left in wrestling.
I can't eat. I throw up. It's the damnest thing ever.
I don't throw up, but.
I just want to eat. I mean, I want to eat a 12-inch pizza from Bowl and Eye.
Ooh. Can't do that no more.
Pepperoni sausage hamburger.
Yep.
Ooh.
You enter it.
No mushrooms?
I'm in.
No, I hate mushrooms.
Oh. What?
You like mushrooms?
Yeah.
You like mushrooms? You're an idiot, too.
I wouldn't.
Onions? No, out.
I wouldn't eat a mushroom until I was in my 20s. Because my mom always told the story about when they were young, they went out with their father and gathered mushrooms, and they were toadstools, and they got poisoned.
Ooh.
I died, so
I killed him.
I assumed that all mushrooms were also toadstools that would kill you. So,
knock you out.
So I finally ate some and decided they're pretty darn good. So I have,
ain't too bad.
Have sliced up fresh mushrooms for my omelet every Sunday morning.
Ram Rhodes, he was a mushroom guy.
Oh yeah,
go out and hunt them, find them,
yep.
Bring them back in, and butter them up,
and never tell anybody where he got them.
Nope. Not allowed to know.
He would make sure that nobody followed him, and he was pretty secretive about
pretty
that.
Secretive.
Most of the people that are pretty
Stay
good at it.
Out of my mushroom patch.
Reds getting beat 4-2.
Ooh,
Matt McClain just homered. Come on, let's go.
We gotta get out of that slump.
Yeah,
it's a bad one right now.
It ain't good, but everybody has them.
Two walk-offs against us.
If Neil was a Reds fan, he could look at it and say, we should have won 5-0.
We're right there.
Because he would analyze
a couple
it
base to, hits, and right there we are. We
we're
5-0.
But I don't care.
You don't like the Reds.
Well, I like them, but I'm not, I never watch them.
You don't
them.
Love them.
No. I always hope they win.
Do you? But,
yeah. And appears that this year is different from last year, because the Reds would be ahead in the seventh inning by 3 runs, and their bullpen would give up 5 runs.
Yeah, but Cipacon goes down last night.
Yeah, I've seen he's got Hammy.
You ever get hurt? You ever pull hammy or sprain it? You're kind of tough.
Sprain an ankle? Ooh, that hurts too.
You played on? You kept playing? You tough? Are you thinking about coming to Fort Kirby next year? A little bit?
Come on.
Maybe?
A little bit.
Point guard?
Bubba will give you that $100,000 he was going to give
you
away.
It'll be
He's in
NIL.
Hey, come on.
He's Name, coming. Image, likeness.
He's coming.
Yeah. We need some NIL cash.
Yeah, we got to put some in there.
Why don't we go to the foundation and say we need some NIL money?
Yeah.
Neil, you in or out?
Yeah, they won't give it to us, but yeah, I'm in.
We need...
Go to the WOW.
We need the board of the foundation to be me, you, let's see, Hobbs.
Hobbs, yeah.
Get him back.
Donnie Wordcamp. Yeah.
Donnie Dubs.
Donnie Wordcamp.
Absolutely.
We'd have nothing but winning teams.
All the coaches.
Everything we have.
All the coaches.
All the coaches are in.
Parks would be a shambles. We'd have
no scholarship either. We ain't giving any scholarship money.
No scholarship.
Well, they may make
great teams.
$90,000.
Where'd this 6'9 kid come from? Yugoslavia. He just came in. He really likes Forrest Gump.
It is unbelievable. I seen let's see. So like Jeremiah Smith bought himself a new car this week.
Did he?
And his NIL, $7 million.
$7 million. He gave some money some way, too. I read that somewhere. That
$7 million he's getting to play college football.
Not bad.
That's not too bad.
I'd do it for half that.
I'd do it for a lot less than that, too.
No doubt.
Because I knew I'd get hurt real quick. It wouldn't have to play, really.
No.
One hit and you're done.
Yeah, you'd be out like a light.
That's enough of him.
What else you got, my friend?
I got nothing.
Zero?
Zero.
Neil?
Yep, got nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. St. Henry tomorrow and Crestview Saturday morning.
Are you, who's doing Crestview game?
I'll be there.
Gabby might be working.
Could be you and JB.
Yeah, whatever it is, that's okay.
JB is the best announcer we got. Yeah.
Well, he did call that
home run
at Parkway.
It'd be pretty neat if he could hit a Grand Slam home run here.
Yeah, we don't.
Way back on.
I said, we only need one more insurance run. Two would be great. And if he just hits a gap, we got two. If he hits a sacrifice fly, we got one. Yeah. That's plenty. We were already up two.
So you can't go to sleep. Your freaking mind's racing, and you can't get her shut down.
Can't shut her down.
I think it happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. So now my go-to sleep is listen to Fort Cavalry Radio rebroadcast to baseball games.
Baseball games?
Because it's so boring?
No, because I can turn it on. It's 3 hours, and it's just, there's 2 hours, and I've been listening. You guys put me to sleep.
Putting you to sleep.
But it's good to listen. You listen to the whole thing. And it's,
or you could listen to oldies on live on Fort Cavalry Radio.
But it's not.
Yep.
Yeah, I like to hear people talking.
Yeah, I got to talk to them.
I do. I'd rather hear talking than music.
Really?
At
night?
Well, I don't want to fall asleep if they're talking. I want to keep listening.
Do you have like when you go to bed, do you turn everything dark and nothing quiet?
It's not quiet because I have semis going by, so I have a white noise machine that I turn on.
What's a white noise
machine? You can have different settings. You can have like waterfalls and stuff. I put it on a fan, so it's just a hum.
Hum noise.
And it's fairly low, but it drowns out the semis going by at 5 in the morning.
By you?
Me?
Yeah. You're out.
That's like you.
You out?
Sometimes TV.
You got a ceiling fan?
No, I got a table fan.
Same with me. I'm a table fan.
You got a table fan?
Yeah, and I wake up every day with a sinus headache.
Oh, yeah.
Well, blow it the other direction. Just listen to the noise.
Yeah, my wife blows it on us.
Great idea.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to point at me.
No.
Still going to get the buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what mine is.
You are a genius.
Well, back when I worked third shift at Crown, I had a fan on a stand that I had right beside my bed, but it didn't blow anywhere near me. But it was right there beside me, drowning out all the car noise. And then I finally found an actual machine that you just turn it on. And
there you go.
Yep. There it is.
Just the volume however you want. Everybody's happy.
Got anything else, Pete?
I don't think so.
I don't either. Spencer, you're out?
I might
have. Benson, anything you want to talk about? Anything going over in Portland, Jay County? Anything happening? School? How many days you guys got left?
May 22nd.
When's our last day?
It's coming.
Seniors is next Friday, right?
13 days. Somebody came in at the hardware store and said.
Yep.
Oh, Tracy Hine Evers.
Yep.
13 days to go. I said, you're counting them down.
I don't blame them.
No,
would
me either.
Too.
Yep.
Oh, I used to love this time of year.
Oh, it was awesome.
We need the weather to get better. It's your rain
Weather's
last night.
Terrible.
I had 6/10 Sunday night.
We're out of control.
We aren't. But it's supposed to get a little nicer, I think. This Saturday's supposed to be nice.
Is it?
Yep.
73.
Yep.
Play golf.
Sunday don't look so good.
Sunday,
play
bad.
Golf or go to the Crestview baseball game.
You could do that.
Yep. Golf on the way back.
Yeah.
Golf on the way back.
Doubleheader, though.
single game.
That's stupid. You're going to go up there and play two.
We've always played one.
No, that is a dead wrong.
Okay.
Me and you was up there in a rainstorm. Remember, they got a great duck. Me and you was up there on a... I thought that was a doubleheader.
You guys are down on the first baseline.
Yeah,
something.
A long press box.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep, it's above the...
I remember
first,
that.
First base dugout.
Yeah, you were coaching.
Yep, probably
screwed up.
Freezing. And, you guys are up there, heaters on.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Well, but...
Shirts off.
If you know, with the heaters... When you turn them on, it blows a circuit breaker, so you don't have sound for anything. Yeah,
Raz.
Oh yeah, it's Salina. Yeah. And they would get everything all set back up, and he'd turn it on again. Yeah. He did that three times.
Yeah. How about the cattle rancher? Who stole the cows?
Somebody stole the cow. You bring the cows
don't
back.
Don't steal cows. Come on.
Yeah.
That pisses me.
It's a lot of money.
Huh?
She says a lot of money. Steal cows. Come on.
You know what? In the old days, they just hang them, right?
They'd hang your
well, if they
ass,
ca-
yeah.
if they found them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm going to say they're not within 500 miles of here them. Right now.
They'll find them.
Plenty.
Yeah, they will find them, but they're not
somebody
anywhere.
Somebody seen that
John Wayne
on
find
a Saturday
them.
Night.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody.
Somebody. Benson, where were you doing Saturday night?
He was at ball playing basketball. Not
that's
anywhere.
Right.
Lancaster.
There.
You're lucky.
Yeah. Now, Lancaster... They're known for cattle rustlers, so he hooked up with some people and said, yeah. I know where there's some cows.
I can get you some.
You know, and that, you wonder if, like, wonder how that works. They got insurance?
I about have to, don't you?
I don't know. Not if somebody goes in there and swipes them.
I don't know. I don't know how it goes. But
did you say bad luck, tough luck?
I don't know.
But, you know, if they pay them and then later find the cows.
That'd be fun.
I don't know
we
what to do.
Should have invited the Rob and his boys up
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah. Michael,
yep. That'd have been a classic. Michael,
that'd been a great one, Derek.
Wouldn't you be neat if you could do that? Just like in the news, just bring them up. And
yep.
Say,
come up and talk about it.
Oh, wait.
If we catch these, son.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get them.
Oh, I'd be so freaking mad.
I would be, dude.
Yeah, because it's not only money. There's a lot of work invested in that. A lot of work. Mm. I mean, you don't just
crazy.
Set them out there and hope they eat.
Right.
And especially calves, it's just crazy. So, you know, several places online, they said, well, I don't know how they're ever going to sell them because somebody even said that they work in an auction house in Wyoming and they know about it.
Yeah. It's like
they're looking for
it. It's gotten like 20, within like 3 hours, they had 2,500
hits.
Shares.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
You'd think somebody would.
Yep.
Like you said, somebody drove by and was like, what the heck are they doing loading cows at this time of night?
Well, let's go Indians. Let's get one.
Go Indians. Right?
Yep.
I hate St. Henry, so let's get them.
Let's get them.
Okay.
You hate St. Henry?
Well, here's how it goes. I don't like St. Henry at all, but I like every person in St. Henry.
Well, I agree. I mean,
that doesn't make any sense at all. Just you know, they seem to have our number. And
I hate it. I hate Goldwater. I hate Jay County.
Yeah, we don't
like the
any.
People. I want to beat their ass.
We
got
to get them. We got to get them.
You got to get them.
I'm with you.
This is the year. We're gonna
get them.
Yep. We've gotten them several times when we shouldn't have.
Hey, we got to get Garkey. He's got to find his pitching.
Yeah, we got to get him back.
If we're going to make a run, he's got to be.
I think Dylan's starting to find a little bit.
Yep.
His ball's a little better.
It don't matter. We got to have Garkey.
And he was, when he pitched the last time, he was lights out for an inning and a half. And then he walked four
third
people
inning,
in a row.
You got to bring another guy in the third inning, then bring
just
him back
one
in
inning,
the fourth.
Take him out.
Yep, then bring him back in the fourth. He'll go the rest of the way.
Coach.
I should. I do that.
He was. He got tossed.
They threw me out.
Jerry quit.
Yeah.
Said, Darryl, I guess you're leaving too. Oh, I am?
I guess I'm out. Goodbye.
Hey, I am Bob Stogler, my friend Harold Feely.
See you guys.
Neil Spencer, Benson Barnett.
Go Indians.
We will talk to you next Wednesday.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Pete, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.